Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? The first half was so good, and you guys have clearly worked so hard on that. But now, for the next however long we do this campaign, you have to remain like you have to be like monks who have taken vows of abstinence, right? Because the second you either of you finds love, the quality of this show will decline.
Yeah.
The heroes of Yum, brave heroes of Yum, destiny be done. These four freaks will be.
In a musty smelling apartment, in the center, a dining table with no chairs.
Swirling.
Above the couch, a pendant lamp, and bursting through the door of this dingy single man's apartment comes our heroes, the Minotaur, Sunbelt Gongbonger. A duckling rogue, Pollywaddle. A handsome, some would say too handsome. Human ranger, Charion Valerian. And closing the door with a slam behind him, none other than Dinner Munchabout. Human wizard and occupant of this sad, sad domicile.
Take a seat, I guess, on the couch or the floor. I don't... There's no seats around the dining table. Hold on. And then I roll up my puzzle mat. I put it in its special drawer.
Will your butler mind if we hang out here?
Let me ask him. Hey, me. Do you mind if I hang out here? Well, now that you've asked that, a little bit. Listen, pull up a beanbag. And you pull up a beanbag couch. I have both.
Yeah. Like a little one. I'm just wondering, why don't you have any covers on your couch, but you do have whiskey stones on that shelf over there?
I got to pick what I wanted to keep.
Yeah, and you kept a whole wall of board games.
She didn't want those. And have you seen the dining table? It's Dutch. And extendable. I do not extend it often.
Oh, I've got a question about the dining table.
Okay.
Is it one of those ones that is like wood, but they've like poured resin through the middle? Like bright blue colored resin?
Guys, check this out. I turn the lights off and the resin glows.
Wow. And that was the purchase that broke the marriage.
Damn. She took all of your pictures of the family, but left all the pictures of you guys at Comic-Con.
Yep. In my too small shirt.
So padding up to you is a one-eyed, mangy-looking wolf.
Ah! Yep. Hey, what's wrong?
I suck it.
Is that what ducks sound like? Yeah, they kind of hiss, don't they?
Well, yeah, they can. Well, goose usually hiss, but I think it's
a duckish. I learned it from my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, haven't I told you about my friend?
Your friend was a snake?
Oh, no, that's my friend Jessica. She's so funny. She's a goose. She's such, oh, she goes on about all sorts of things. I'll just remember my dad died.
Damn.
Because our heroes have come directly from the blasted crater. Oh, she's having a moment.
Oh, you go on, sweetheart. I'm just having a moment.
Do you need anything? I've got, what do you like? I could put peas in water for you.
Please. Her dad just died. Put peas in wine.
Okay. Peas and wine?
Yeah, look, I'll take peas and
I
wine.
I get her some peas and wine, and I put them in a dish, and and I'm like, I'm really sorry. I would put them on like a chair that's sort of your head height, but if I don't have those, like I said, I'm going to just put it on the arm of the couch and just be careful.
I think
I've got one of those dad things that is like, they're like, yeah, it was only $4 on Catch of the Day, and it goes over the arm of the couch.
Yes.
And it makes it slightly more stable.
I think that...
Is there resin in the middle of that?
I think that if dinner is going to be cooking peas and wine, I think that requires a check of sorts, surely.
I'm just mixing them together, baby.
Yeah, but I still think you could fuck it up, so.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Let's Dex check. Let's
you die.
You die.
Okay.
What's your roll, Demi?
4 plus 1.
A few peas fall on the floor as you shake them out.
And she bends. She bends down and has a sip. It's like, oh, that's all right, sweetie. I'll have something later.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I'll just drink around the peas.
So it hasn't been half an hour since the mother of the earth, Celestia, returned, struck down all of your champions, employers. Friends.
Can I ask something really quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who was my guy?
Lexicon.
Oh!
Yeah.
I thought you just glossed over my mate.
No. He doesn't acknowledge you. He doesn't like to publicly acknowledge you.
Did you think we made you fall over and didn't give you any other characters and then just...
Where's my guy? So since the disaster at the stadium, Lexicon... disappeared, made himself scarce, and the city has been in bedlam. You've retreated to Dinner Munchabout's apartment to get your bearings and decide on your next course of action.
Well, I feel like we should get to know each other a little bit first. I mean, I didn't even get any of your names. So, what's your name, you big blue barrel of muscles?
My name is Sunbelt Gongbonger, and it's a cool name that I'm committing to this whole time. The thing is, the guy I lost, Callus McFluffin stuff.
Callus Bunyanson.
Callus Bunyanson.
And the image of a short dwarf. What's the name of the
guy? He ran the...
Durgar.
He ran the mine that I worked in, and, you see, back at the mine, it's where my wife is, and she's about 8.5 months pregnant, and I've come on this adventure, and my concern is that with the end of the world, I am going to miss the birth of my child. That is a concern that I have, but I also know that getting you guys to come back with me to my village so I can... see the birth of my child may not be interesting for all of you, but it is quite emotionally meaningful to me. I guess I'm a bit torn about everything.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, God, have you called your wife to make sure she's all right?
I don't have a phone. Because they aren't invented yet.
Well, I suppose... that's an excuse.
Quick question.
No, I love her. I'm not a deadbeat dad. I'm gonna be a good dad.
Then why are you here?
Yeah.
What?
Why are you here?
I just thought like we had to do it like every month. I didn't realize you could like take time off because your wife's 8.5 months pregnant or whatever. And I guess I didn't know that. And so that like we had a conversation about it, mm-hmm. And she said she was cool. But now that I'm here, I am worried that she could be giving birth any moment. And I turned my phone off, because I'm on stage and I don't want. So it's just something that I'm dealing with right now,
yeah.
Both as a character and as a guy.
Yeah.
And as a character and as a woman, Alex Lee's character, Polly Waddle, may have a unique perspective on this.
Listen, Sunbelt. Now, you know, I've got a couple of little ducklings myself, going on 16.
Is that the age or the number?
Both!
you have 16 16-year-old ducklings.
No. They range from 0 to 16. I've actually got one under, probably got one under here somewhere.
That's just an egg.
One has popped out in all the excitement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. And then they are. And I stand up.
Like how you're a duck with arms? Is it an egg with arms?
I think it's like an egg with gloves.
It's an egg with feet.
It's an egg with feet.
It hasn't popped out. Yeah, okay. It's just an egg with feet stumbling around, bumping into
things. Oh, don't worry. It'll figure itself out. Now, listen. You can't... Let me tell you something about kids. You can't change your whole life to suit these kids. The children are like seeds that grow up around the tree.
What?
The children are like little seeds that fall in the ground that grow up around the tree.
And am I the...
You're the tree.
I'm the tree, right. I wasn't sure.
And the tree can still, you know, go on adventures or fly to Melbourne to do the project.
For example?
The important thing is that you bring them a toy back from the airport.
Yeah, no, I think I get what you're saying. Yeah.
And with all this talk of like parental love, over in the corner, Chalerion sort of like gives like a and looks a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. I know I look cool.
Wait, what's he doing at that point in time? Is he doing something cool?
He's like sitting on the chair so weird. Like one of his like foot is up really high for some reason, but like his buttocks are quite low.
And he said, "I know I look cool."
I'm not a dad myself, but if I can offer you some advice,
sure.
What's the advice?
I like when you're offered advice, you've got to have something. Otherwise, because what it seems to me like now, anything you say now, it's gonna sound like to me like you're just making it up.
Because I gave advice, but I had the whole tree and the seed.
It was an analogy. She was talking about.
I have an analogy as well. Okay, being a dad is a lot like holding a drink. Sometimes you'll spill a bit. And it'll go everywhere. But that's okay, because there's always more drinks.
Hang on. Sorry.
And sometimes...
Just so I understand what you're saying.
And sometimes someone will hand you a drink, and you say, I didn't even ask for a drink. And you'll drink all of that drink, and it wasn't even a drink you wanted, but that all goes inside.
I have... Dude, I have so many questions. This analogy, are you saying that children are unlimited supply, so it doesn't matter if some of mine, I guess, die? Question number two. In this analogy, what is drinking?
Okay. I guess some people here aren't operating on the same level as the rest of us. Let me take the first one first. Last time I checked... We make babies with our dicks. It's pretty easy to do. Okay? It's harder not to.
Jenna's taking notes.
Wait, what did he write down?
We make babies with our dicks. If you spill them...
Also, our lady dicks, whatever they may be called or look like.
Lady dicks.
What was the second question? What's drinking? Drinking is... a good time... A good time is people coming together. And what are we here if not people coming together, having a good time?
Her dad just died.
Just because your dad, if my dad died, I would be cool with it.
Do people just let you talk because they just enjoy watching the face move?
Yes, also I'm very rich.
Okay, I'm starting to understand.
Anyway, who is that big chick with the tentacles?
I think that was the spirit of the earth.
That was bloody Celestia.
So that's real?
It's confusing because she was Vanessa, the stagehand who we all met. And now she's...
I think it was real. I mean, those people looked very dead, including my... father.
Fucking up the timing a bit, Dinner says, I know I look cool.
Wait. What's Dinner doing?
Dinner, as he starts saying that, he goes to, like, you know when you, like, lean and put your arm on your knee? But it's, like, the cupboard, it's, like, one of those old, like, TV cupboards, and he puts his leg way too high up.
Do you want to roll a dex roll for that?
Yes. Ooh. 15. Okay.
Whoa. Hot damn.
Surprisingly limber for the man for a man of his height.
I know I look cool. But I think we might need to just let's just figure out what happened, because I don't feel great about killing a man gooch-wise.
Oh, yeah.
And having that be the last thing he tastes also doesn't feel good. I wish I'd put a strawberry in there with it. But I didn't, because a lot was happening.
Well, that would involve a level of premeditation that would frankly border on psychotic.
Have you heard of Everyday Carry? Because I can show you some stuff. I've always got trail mix. They're dried strawberries, but it would have been better than a gooch. I bet it was really salty in there.
Dude, is that a pack of playing cards there?
It is. Would you like to see a trick? I'm I am sorry. We were talking about your dad.
I think it would distract us. No, this would distract her, I think, right? You'd like to see a trick. If my dad died, I'd love to see a magic trick.
I gotta agree with that.
What's a dad? I mean, so my dad's dead. What's your dad's situation? It's good to know this about new friends. I always ask, what's your dad's situation? Go.
I have 7 dads.
Is that a Minotaur thing?
Was that relatable?
Someone's in a polycule.
Yeah. I love twins.
New bullying is so weird.
I have 7 dads, and I have 7 mothers. This is how Minotaurs are.
Oh, so you say when your wife is at home, 8.5 months pregnant?
No,
is she home with her 7 other husbands?
Yeah, she's home with, like, Gary and Tom, Bill and Stefan and Will Smith and... it's 6 other husbands. The last one is... I'm trying to think of a famous cow. He died. The thing is about him is we killed him. No, we didn't. We didn't kill him.
And try to deny the fact that you killed one of your suitors, you hear a thump, 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 thump at the door. Let me in! Let me in!
My door just does that sometimes.
So we can ignore it, all right?
Oh, it might be snacks. Let me get this.
All right.
I know you're in there much about. Let me in!
I open the door, and what do I see?
Bustling through is none other... than Lexicon the Magnificent.
Who is this guy?
He was... Well.
Excuse me. And he grabs you around the collars. Are you still wearing your backpack?
Yeah.
Take that off.
I've got my... We just came in.
Everyday guy. And he grabs you around the backpack straps and he says, much about... You gotta help me. We gotta ride our way out of this one. I tell you, that wasn't meant to happen. That wasn't what we wrote.
No.
That wasn't what happened. You said, let's do the cataclysm. Let's do it again. Let's do the origin story. It'll be great. So the people were meant to love it, but then she came back. It was real.
You weren't paying attention then.
What did I miss?
You missed that it was real at the time.
Well, I knew it was real. I was covering. I was trying to sell it. But then it turned out shit got too crazy,
That's psycho.
What's psycho?
Why did you do that?
You're psycho.
You could have helped.
You could have helped.
Why do you do? Why do I need to get you out of this situation?
What's like your relationship?
I'm his employer.
And boss, like boss.
Wait, you're the butler?
What?
The butler?
I'm not the butler.
I'll have some hot nuts.
You...
some hot nuts and... cold, wet drink.
Lex couldn't look anything less like a butler. He's like kind of disheveled. His curl, the famous like Superman curl in his hair, is like now strung out. A bit permy, actually. And he's got like tears in his nice blue velvet.
So like, you need me to get you out of this?
Look, I just need... they're after me, man. All these freaks with like black emo hair came out of nowhere. They were talking about a cult. They were trying to drag me under. This isn't even what I talk about. This is my real voice. I'm revealing this is my real voice. I've always talked like this. I've got to come clean with you. I'm not what you think I am. I mean, all I'm doing, it's all illusions. I can't do shit. All right? Look, and now the world, I'm pretty sure she said that she's going to come back. She's going to end the world, and I don't know what to do with that.
You hear
man.
Some massive banging and scraping that's coming up your little...
They're coming to get me, man. You got to hide me, man. You got to fucking hide me, man.
Get in the wine. Get in the wine.
Get in the... What?
We have a bowl there of wine and peace.
That is a tiny bowl. I am a regular sized man.
I thought you were a wizard. Shrink yourself.
I can't do shrinking. I just do ice.
Okay.
So when we went into the original Frostopolis,
yes.
There were billboards of yes. Lexicon around. What kind of celebrity is Lexicon? Is he like the governor? Is he an actor?
He's a singer? He's like Brad Pitt crossed with Captain America. Okay. So it's kind of like he's just a catch-all superhero. He's kind of like a superstar of the... Even in the far-off lands that you come from, you've gotten bootleg DVDs of Lexicon the Magnificent.
So we'd be like quite excited to see him, right?
Story prisms. Yeah, you thought that this guy was the most powerful and he's just absolutely shat the bed in front of you and told you that he ain't shit and that he's terrified.
And so he's saying to us he doesn't have powers, he can't do anything.
I can't stop, unstop the world. I don't know what to do, man.
Okay, let's go. It's so important.
Okay.
In Thrashers 2, where you ride that motorcycle off the and then do that jump. Was that real?
The crashes are getting closer.
This is not the time. Wait.
Yes, I do all my own stuff.
Right, fuck it. They're a bunch of cars.
I've got a question. Can I get an autograph? Because my darling Daryl, he just loves the one where you played all the characters. Was it Mrs.?
The Muddy Confessor.
The Muddy Confessor. Yeah, that was so funny. Wait. And you did the voice of you did a lady's voice. Yes. And you did an old lady's
Hello.
Voice.
Hello.
Oh, it was so funny.
I love that Chinese character you do. He's so funny.
It. Oh, it's so funny. I'll do the voice.
There's a gang of people in hoods with like daggers standing at the door, but they're waiting quietly while they hear Lexicon do his wonderful...
You know,
character.
He's always apologizing.
Lexicon stands for a second, spins and runs and dives through the closed window with a smash of glass, and the cultists with their black emo masks rush into the door, and we are in combat.
Wait, can I try something really quick?
Yeah, all right. You've got a split second to do something before these weird emo dudes fly into the room.
I say to them, "It went that way," and I point at the painted tunnel on my wall.
Right. Can one of them do an intelligence check?
You gotta make a deception check for me, David.
Okay,
what's my
deception? Hold on.
Boy, oh boy.
It's plus one.
These emos are stupid.
Oh, that's a 20.
Yeah.
New dice.
Woo! The cultist spins and with absolute surety, Wile E. Coyote style, slams into the
my mural.
And does it spin up and like poster him around?
Yeah,
like...
yeah.
Can I just check? If she'd got a natural 20, would he have run up the road?
He runs into the tunnel. Yeah. But lunging towards you, seeing that he has failed at that, lunging towards you,
okay.
Dinner munch about, a cultist pulls out his sword and fucking misses you.
Okay.
And the next one hits.
What?
Doing 6 points of damage.
We didn't roll initiative, you fucker.
I pre-rolled because Dave showed me how.
Thanks, Dave!
Thanks, Dave!
Pollywaddle, it is your turn.
Hold on. How much damage did I take?
Six.
Six, and we didn't have a rest?
No.
Fucking hell.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sometimes you gotta say out loud you want to take a rest, otherwise you don't rest.
You gotta learn, we gotta teach them. Pollywaddle, it's your turn.
How many are there?
There are three left. Three. The one ran into the tunnel.
I've got something here called a taunt.
Okay. Yes.
So unleash a string of provoking words at a creature.
Okay.
And they must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
What will Pollywaddle's taunting words
do to a man with
sort of emo hair who's just burst through the door.
Nothing's right.
March up to him.
Yeah.
With her wings on her, with her arms on her body and her wings on her body.
This is the signature Pollywaddle stance of
that's right.
Double hands on hips.
Double hands on hips.
Mm-hmm.
She's
oh, fuck.
What does she say?
Come on, Alex.
What does she say to him? What does she say, Alex?
That's a nice haircut. Did your mummy do it for you, big boy?
Oh, snap.
And he lunges at you because you've successfully taunted him.
Yes.
That's what you wanted to happen, right? And he's pissed and lunges at you, but he misses because he's so infuriated. Sunbelt Gongbonger, it is your turn.
I will attack the emo with my great axe. Actually, you know what?
What?
I'm furious about this.
Okay.
They've burst in on us when we're having a lovely conversation about... What are we talking about?
Dads?
Dads? Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I was trying to explain the complex situation I was in with my many husbands and wives, and I'm so furious about this, so I'm going to attack him in the head with my great axe. 3 and 4. Neither of them hit.
Swing and a miss. Charion Valerian, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to get draw my short swords.
Yes, two of them.
Cross my arms over, pull them out.
Whoa. And for the first time.
Cool. That does look cool, actually.
Thank you.
That's what my character says.
This is doing it for me.
Very cool.
Is that your arm? Not your wing. That's your arm, yeah?
Does 13 hit?
13 hits.
Okay, so two shots, two hits. That's a 7 and a 1. That's a 8 in total of damage.
You slice this dude from rib to gooch.
I say,
it's nice to meet you.
And he says, what are you...
Why? And he's absolutely dead. The look of disappointment on his face. Dinner munch about is your turn.
How close am I?
You're probably about 20 feet from the two who are...
How big is my apartment?
10 feet.
Okay.
10 feet. 10 feet.
Okay.
You're on the far side of your apartment. There are two dudes.
I pull out my gun. Not like a proper gun, though. So I'm...
You 3D printed the parts off the internet, or what?
Well, I do. You can hear a whirring from the next room. So I have my gun. I've got angry tears running down my face, and I let them drip into the bullet holes of my gun where they freeze.
That's right. Do you want to explain what was your subclass that we made?
I'm a pity wizard.
A what wizard?
I'm a pity wizard.
Pity wizard.
What's
that? So, like, you know how you can become enraged when you're...
Sure.
I can get very sad.
Is this real D&D or did you make this up?
It's real. It's in 5e.
It becomes real.
It's
okay,
real
that's the rules.
D&D if I say. So I'm letting my frozen tears fall into my gun and my hands shaking as I point it at the nearest emo.
There's one right in front of you.
What do the tears do?
Well, that's the tears go in the gun and become frost bullets, or you can activate your.
The great thing about that is, when the police come, there'll be bullet holes, but no bullets.
That's exactly what I was doing, Simon.
There'll be no bullets. There'll just be all of Dinner's DNA inside the person Where the bullet holes are.
I think they go and they say, he just shoved his DNA right into this person.
I think he,
why would you do that?
Looks like he just stabbed him and then cried into the hole. This is one sick fuck.
Do you want to activate your pity aura?
I think we decided that you get disadvantage. Other enemies get disadvantage on you because they get really sad.
Yeah. So I think by shaking hand and yelling, I don't need this right now.
Okay, he's going to make it.
Seeing a grown man cry into a gun is pretty rough as well.
He fails. He fails. He's about to lunge at you with his sharp, pointy sword, but he's like, are you okay?
I will be. I know I will be.
Okay, so he's not going to attack you this turn, and it's back to his turn, and he kind of...
So we have two emos. One of them's super pissed off with you,
yeah,
and one of them's just like, oh my God. Love the emotions.
And he comes in and he's like, do you want a hug, man?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I could use one.
Okay, so he goes in. So it's your turn, Pollywaddle. The remaining cultist has gone and is hugging Dinner Munchabout in a tender embrace.
As he hugs him, I run up and stab him in the back.
Okay.
That's a sneak attack, baby.
Which is a sneak attack, so make your attack roll.
I mean, it doesn't just get any sneakier than a classic stab in the back.
Do you run up or do
it's
you
a classic for a reason.
It's a classic for a reason. That is a 14.
Yeah, that hits.
And,
do your d4 plus your 2d6.
13
damage?
Yeah.
You feel a sharp point in your chest, Dinner Munchabout. Not enough to...
Pierce
the skin. But,
it's hurt my jacket again.
Yeah, your jacket has another hole in it.
Okay.
And the guy, the cultist hugging you, looks you in the eyes and he's like, are you okay, dude? You look kind of... And he coughs up blood and he's like, oh, sorry, I got some blood on your jacket. I've made this about me. I just think we need to support each other. I just wanted you to know that. Blood all over your face.
Yeah. I just look at
somebody
him.
Cares.
Yeah. I just I touch his eyes and I slowly shut them.
And he slides.
And I say, the gods need you for a moonbeam.
Wow.
And I lie him down slowly.
Yeah, yeah. When did you write that line? Was that straight off the dome?
I just thought.
Wow, that's good. Do you pull out your pad immediately and go, I can use that later? I can use that later. Son, so Pollywaddle, that is your turn. There is one cultist dude standing left in the doorway. And he looks at what he's seen and he spins and runs out
the
door.
We chase. I am actually going to use my Ghoul Rush and dash to him and then hit him. And then I'm going to do Hammering Horns to pin him against the wall.
Yeah,
so
do it, man.
My rage attack is, what's his armor class?
12.
It's 15 plus 5 is 20. That hits.
Whoa.
So I hit him with, I rush and I hit him with the axe and I pin him to the wall with my horns.
So just kill him to death?
No, I do it.
No, we're good.
I do it through his hands. I get his hand and I pin his hand into the wall with my horn.
That rules.
So you slash him, he spins around, puts his hands up in surrender, and your two horns stick, miter his hands, and your huffing.
So close to
nose him. Your face is so fucking close to his face. It is indecent. He's like, oh, don't eat me.
And can I waddle up? Hands and wings on hips.
Yes.
I'm like, thank you very much, Sunbelt. That was good work.
This is my friend Polly.
Now listen here, you.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Have a look at me in the eyes.
He can't. Because, like, my face is in front of his.
All right. I sort of squish my beak up so I'm right there.
This is really... I never thought I'd have two faces this close to me. This is so close.
Charion comes in and just, like, sticks his face in for good measure.
On the other side. Oh, boy. Kill me. I don't even care. I wasn't running away because I was scared. I had other stuff to do.
Now, we want some information. Are you going to give it to us, or do we have to gore through your other hand?
Oh, I've got your information right here. You all stink. I hate you.
And he tries to turn his head, but he can't. Because he's like, ow, fuck.
Ow, ow.
I slap him.
Ouch. Ow. That didn't hurt that badly. I didn't even care. Ha, 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 ha. You can't make me talk. I'm too cool. Look at how I'm standing. And he's got his hand, legs crossed at the ankles because that's all he can do. That's cool. That's all he's got.
Okay, so
what are you going to do? Do it.
I put my beak inside his mouth. And I opened my beak.
But Polly, what are you doing? Polly, so no. And his tongue is waggling inside your mouth now.
Charion throws up.
It's weird.
Sorry, that's really good. Everyone else make a constitution check.
That's a nat 20.
You don't bark at all.
You go.
I think honestly, Sunbelt kind of likes you.
Yes. You're into it.
What about you guys?
19.
Oh, yeah, tough.
I got a 9. I'm like spitting on the ground.
I'm so gonna something that Dinner Munch About definitely has a lot of is like those dare chilies that come in the mail.
Yes.
So I put the...
Because he watches Hot Ones.
Yeah. I put the chip from the One Chip Challenge into his mouth on his tongue.
Wait, you got it. Did you get your duck mouth out of there?
Yep. Oh, it's on his tongue. While it's open, I put it on his tongue.
I don't think ducks have fucking tongues.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
They have tongues.
All right, they're not big ones.
Okay. So no, your true. Tongue's under his tongue.
No.
So it goes human head, duck beak, human tongue. No, chip,
she's
human tongue, duck tongue.
Duck beak,
human mouth. Yeah,
but
great.
She's not.
It's what we call the world's hottest sandwich.
She's not like pashing him. I can like put it on just his tongue.
I'm prizing his jaw open as a method of torture.
Yes. So wait, so you think that your beak strength is stronger than the human mouth strength?
Yes, no, because the beak will open up more than the human jaw.
I think this requires a strength check. Otherwise, you're going to be eating chip.
Okay. Well, look. Once that he's about to bite down on you,
good luck.
But once he's got that, once he's got that chip in his mouth and he tastes that hot ghost chili pepper, he doesn't want to bite down at all.
Oh. Okay.
So it's like when you put a stick in like a cartoon mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got like a stick beak.
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm too hot.
And I'm like, I don't have any milk.
Because if we go over and we look in Dinner's fridge, it's very sad. There's
mostly peas and wine.
Peas and wine.
There's 8 Mother Energy drinks.
Yeah. There's 3 Yowies.
Yes.
What's your plan here, Polly?
I pull my beak out of his mouth.
And he crunches down and he's like, oh, God, please. Oh. And
not such around. A smart, smarty mouth now, are you, mister?
It's not even that hard.
Now, listen here. We want answers to 3 questions.
Okay, well, start. I do them one at a time. Oh, God.
Who are you working for?
That's actually a really good question.
What is Celestia's plan?
Yeah.
And a third one I'll open to the group.
I don't know. Like, does he know any good recipes or like restaurants nearby?
Do
you
know any good recipes?
Do I know any good what?
Simple ones in like under 30 minutes, like something Claire Saffitz would say.
Maximum 5 ingredients.
Yeah, but actually 30 minutes. Not one of those ones that says 30 minutes, but then all the chopping is magically done by who?
Or something you can put in a bag that you just dump into the pressure cooker.
Yeah. And I'll just say Claire Saffitz is doing a wonderful job with that grey streak. I think it's really beautiful.
I agree.
Because Dinner watches a lot of Claire Saffitz.
My mouth is on fire! Oh, God! Just kill me! Just kill me now!
Who do you work for?
We'll unmake the world. Oh, God, I wish the world would end. Right now, it's too hot. She'll unmake the world. She can't.
She'll unmake the world. Okay, so you're working for...
Celestia.
Celestia.
Yes, was that question one? Oh, God, please, any milk at all, anything, any hot, any beverage.
Where's she
Someone
at?
Someone spit in my mouth.
Listen.
What?
One thing that I did keep in the separation was the last generation's Dyson vacuum cleaner. I will vacuum your tongue if you give us what we need.
What? What do you need? Anything, please.
answer our questions.
Well, answer question number two. Which we all remember what it was. What does Celestia want to do?
She wants to unmake the world.
The answer for question one was the same for question two.
So now you didn't know that when you asked them. That's why I said to go one at a time. But you double loaded them first, and you've wasted a whole question.
Okay. Don't you get mouthy with me, young man?
Just kill me.
Where is she?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess that just brings us to the recipe.
Oh, I'm vegan.
And he's vegan.
Look, so it has to be vegan.
Look, I know it's controversial.
But he needs a lot of protein
I know it's controversial, but try the stew. I won't say who by. But it's kale, it's chickpeas, turmeric.
Oh, the stew! That's called a bloody curry, mate! Well, and she stabs him in the neck.
And he drops to the ground.
Body drops to the ground.
Dead.
Sunbelt holds, like unhorns him, I guess.
Yes.
And catches his body and cradles his body and just sort of looks at his eyes and sings,
"When I was a young boy, my seven fathers took me into the city to see a marching band.
And Lexicon walks out into the hallway. He's been singing along. He knows the, "Hey, thanks for saving me, guys. That was awesome." Whew. Okay, well, what are we going to do about saving the world? Am I right? Hey, so while I was back there cowering on the fire escape, cowering seems, I remembered my old, I want you guys to do something for me. Go see my old screenwriting teacher.
Oh my god, this fucking guy again. He's not a screenwriting teacher.
What are you talking about?
He told me to my face he's not a screenwriting teacher. You keep calling him that. You keep sending people there. He doesn't like you that much.
It becomes very apparent that Lex has been sending his apprentices and everyone to a very powerful wizard who he keeps calling his screenwriting teacher.
Look, he's got the best stories, though. Look, he knows about all this shit, okay? I've got one little portal stone left that I made out of Lego. But it's magic. It's magic. I 3D... Look, you wouldn't know because you 3D print everything, but some people buy things from the store in kits. Look, if you... Look, dinner.
What?
I pay... You want to keep your fucking job, man?
No!
Okay.
Well, there is a great crash at the bottom of the stairwell as more cultists come pouring in.
No, look, I've got to get the fuck out of here.
Are you coming with us? You're staying here. Why should we be helping you?
What will this city be without me? Don't answer that question. And poof, he opens up a portal, and through the portal, the blinding snows of the wastes.
All right, come on, guys. I've done this before. It's fine.
All right, thank you. Goodbye, Lexapro.
Lexicon! And he jumps out the window again.
So I guess we...
Am I bringing my dog? Can I?
You can take the dog if you...
All right,
he jumps right through.
All right, this is my dog, Therapy Dog. And Therapy Dog jumps right through, and I'm like, look, it's fine. I've been here. Come with me. This shit's all fucked anyway.
As we go through the portal, I think we're all, commenting on... all the cool stuff that Dinner is leaving behind in his apartment.
Yeah. We're commenting on the cool stuff I'm leaving behind? My sword?
Yeah.
Wait, you don't want your sword?
It's just for looks.
I see.
Yep. Oh, look, I don't know. I don't know who I've become. I mean, I've killed so many people.
What?
I'm going to bring my Dyson, I think.
I mean, I'm a mother. Can I do this?
I think mothers can do anything, including murder.
Support women.
Back at the ranch, I'm something of an ally.
That means a lot. Thank you, Sunbelt.
As you walk through this portal, you come to this huge, dark, frozen tundra, and you find, as the portal winks out of existence behind you, a black wasteland where the only light is this small hut, which is just in front of you. And as the portal winks out of existence, the hut door opens, and quite a tall, broad... A tall broad says, "Well, hello, sailor. What you doing around these parts?" No, Or maybe a tall, broad gentleman, bald of head and hairy of chin, opens the door.
Classic reverse hair.
Yeah, we're doing, and he's doing a handstand as well.
That makes me think he bumped his head once, and all of his hair went through his head down to his chin.
What's his pube situation?
Oh,
I reckon. Go on his butt cheeks.
Yeah, like ball. It's similar, right? Are we saying bald
say,
above
Sam?
The dick and then like beard on the balls? Is that what
no,
you're saying?
No, I'm saying all the pubes are on the butt cheeks.
All the pubes are on the butt cheeks.
They came out the back.
Front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Dave, sometimes
front,
I wonder...
Back. How it's kind of like a downstairs mullet.
Yeah, he's got right. Bum hair that goes across his two cheeks instead of up and down. And
he's had a lot of very specific hair transplants. Doctor, give me the ass mullet.
I need this...
Why would you go across the cheeks?
Because
he's the worst possible place to have hair.
He's a trendsetter. The figure has the door open and he looks at the three of you and he looks at dinner and says, "Oh my god, what are you doing here, Munchabout?"
Dude, I didn't even want to come.
What? What? What?
Lexington sent us back.
Lexington.
Lexapro.
I don't appreciate him, but his name is Lex. So
Rolodex sent us back here.
Come in, it's
shit's
cold.
Shit's fucked, dude.
What?
Shit's
you, what?
Fucked.
You had your little party, you had your little solstice thing.
I didn't,
what?
I didn't even want to be at the party. I spent most of the time on my back.
Why are you even here? What do you mean? You fell over again, didn't you?
I fall down again, yes.
Oh my god, he comes over and he kind of gives you a prod. A dexterity check.
No. It's a two. An inner ear infection that will not go away, and it's not fair for you to keep doing this.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Munchabout, who are you three?
Well, my name's Polly Waddle, and I've killed three men today.
Okay. Look, let's.
I'm Charion Valeriant, and I've killed two men today, but in my life, many more. So. It's not actually a competition, so we don't have to keep on listing how many people we've killed.
Sure.
But let's just all know it's heaps.
And my name is Sunbelt Gongbonger. I've never killed a man.
Well, that's not true. You killed a man earlier today.
We saw it.
I've never killed a man.
Okay, a bunch of assistants, not with any of your masters, it seems. Why aren't you at the big dinner party or something like that Lexicon is probably having?
Yeah, Dunzo.
Pardon?
Everything's dunzo, mate.
Oh, so dunzo.
Absolutely dunzo.
Oh, my God.
Dinner's ready. And out of the door from the kitchen, a little flappy ice imp comes in and says, "Oh, Nilmeyer, didn't tell me we were having bloody company for dinner. Here
Gavin,
we go.
I've made
stroganoff.
Everyone, this is Gavin. This is Gavin, my ice method.
Hi, Gavin.
Yeah.
Hi, Gavin.
Oh, hello again.
Hello.
Well,
I'm
look,
back.
There's plenty for everyone. Why don't you all come in?
Come in.
Have
oh,
a bit of grub.
Thank you very much.
Have a bit of tucker.
I have a question. How long did this take to cook?
30 minutes or less. Was that the actual cooking time? Tune in next time for another exciting installment.
The cast of Dragon Friends Campaign 2 is Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Michael Hinn, and Demi Lardner. Our Dungeon Masters are Eden Lacey and Tom Cardy, with live accompaniments by Nick Harriott. Shakira Khan is our producer. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and new episodes are recorded live every month at the Vanguard Theatre in Sydney, on Gadigal land in the Eora Nation. This week's episode is brought to you by contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get early access to ad-free episodes, show recordings, and exclusive content for just $5 a month. Until next time.
When a goddess returns from years of imprisonment, promising ruin for all, the rich and the poor pray, please don't unmake us. Who will protect us from what is in store?
The heroes of Yarn, brave heroes of Yarn, destiny be done, these four freaks will be
get a Brazilian butt lift, you can't sit down for 4 months.
Yeah, Eden.
What? I'm on month 3, Demi. I'm telling you, it's tough. It's tough back here.
If it's a spin, Mickey.
The doctor told me not to spin too much.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That ass.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.